capital budget driven by a federal matching program. When I look at the projects that are in here, and sure, it's easy to say that you can capture $3 to $4 million by another $2 or $3 million over here. And I look at, and I don't want to point out the Eagle River project as an example, but there's no reason why the local community in that federal grant program can't contribute the same way anybody else would. But in essence, what we're doing is putting $3 to $4 million into an Eagle River project out of the general fund, which is the general population fund, and a lot of people are eating, and some are not eating so well. If that sounds like I may be concerned, let me tell you I'm concerned, particularly when I see a school, Seward, Alaska. It's desperately needed. It was included in the governor's requested budget. It's not here today. And obviously, you know that the small community of Seward could not afford to pick up an $8 million school. But education is the number one priority, at least of this legislator. So it may sound like a soft shoe from my perspective that I hear coming from the finance chairman, but it's not selling on my side, because those matching funds are general funds, the general, if you want to say general public funds, that are being used to enhance a few legislators' districts, and not necessarily in the best interest of all the state. I would hope that the other body sees it a little differently than we do, and that we look at trying to craft a capital budget that is a little more responsive to the general public's interest, not just a few individuals. Thank you.
Further discussion, Senator Halpern.
Thank you, Madam President. Just a brief response in the one area that the former speaker mentioned. DEC presented four projects that were DEC's choice, as far as I know. Those projects included a local share, a state share, and an EPA share. One of those projects happened to be in my district. It was funded. That program certainly would have been funded whether it was a project in my district or not. The local share in that project, by the way, was $5.0 million. The state share is $3.5 million. The federal EPA share was $4.89 million. If that's EPA and the state of Alaska's presentation, it is not anything that was amended, invented, or in any other way added in the Finance Committee.
Senator Joseph,
if it is.
Certainly. Senate will stand at ease.
In order at 7:06. We are under debate on Senate Bill 144, Finance. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come to order. We have before us the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 144. Is there further discussion on this bill? Question has been called. The question being, shall Senate Bill 144, Finance, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. CS for Senate Bill 144 has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas, 2 nays, with 1 excused absence. Mr. Majority Leader.
President, I'm going to ask unanimous consent to the vote on the passage of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 144, Finance, be considered a vote on effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on final passage of CS for Senate Bill 144, Finance, will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I would serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on the last bill.
Without objection, notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 144 has been given. Senator Eliason.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my reconsideration on Senate Bill 144 be brought up this time.
Without objection, the reconsideration on CS for Senate Bill 144 Finance will be brought up before us at this time.
Second.
Madam Secretary, read the bill, please.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 144, Finance, an act making appropriations to the capital and loan program expenses of state government making an appropriation from the Housing Assistance Loan Fund to the General Fund and providing for an effective date before the Senate on reconsideration.
Discussion.
Question.
Question's been called. The question being, shall the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 144 pass the Senate on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. CS for Senate Bill 144 Finances passed the Senate on reconsideration by a vote of 16 yeas, 2 nays, 1 excused absence, 1 unexcused absence. Senator Eliason.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 144 Finance be considered a vote on effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on final passage of CS for Senate Bill 144 Finance will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary, are there further items on the supplemental calendar?
No, Madam President.
Is there unfinished business to come before the Senate? Senator Kelly.
Madam President, House Bill 389 has two further referrals. We've had the bill in our committee for several weeks. We've heard no opposition to it. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee be allowed to waive the referral of committee substitute for House Bill number 389, Judiciary Amended, dealing with oil spill hazardous substances.
Without objection, the referral for House Bill 389 dealing with oil spills and hazardous substances will be waived from the Labor and Commerce Committee. Is there further unfinished business? Are there further announcements? Are there further special orders? Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to speak on the balance of the budget.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the privilege of the floor under special orders to talk about balancing the budget.
Thank you, Madam President. We now have the majority of our spending components in place with the passage of Senate Bill 144 this evening. Of course, we have passed the operating budget, which was approximately $1,951,000,000, which included also our general obligation debt of $135 million, also the oil and gas litigation, which was in the front section. We have now also passed the capital and the loans budget bill. The only items left really are the reappropriation bill, which we are anticipating being a net zero amount, so that will not add to the total expenditure of the state. The other item that we have to deal with is the supplemental budget, which is in the House now. We are waiting until that comes over. We are anticipating it being approximately $44.2 million at this time. Madam President, when we look at $15 a barrel for the projected price of oil in fiscal year 89, which of course is what the Senate has been projecting since last February, we do have adequate revenues, Madam President, with the passage of Senate Bill 144, which also included the $40 million in sales of the HAD loans to AHFC. We do have a budget that balances. It comes out with a net zero for a balance. It still allows us $5 million for new legislation that we're continuing to pass. Looks like we will be able to meet that projected level of spending in our new legislation. It also allows for about $6 million in the conference process between the House and the Senate budget. Currently, it looks like there's about $11 or $12 million difference. The House, of course, is higher than the Senate budget right now on the operating side. But we have allowed in this spending plan for at least $6 million in negotiations and compromises between the two budgets. And with those levels of spending, we do have a balanced budget now in the Senate, Madam President.
Congratulations, sir. Further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader, it's been a long day.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, May 2nd, 1988.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday, May 2nd.